Alright, what's up? Episode 2. We're gonna be talking about the best albums of this year so far. Albums that have dropped in 2019. Mainly hip-hop. I'm not really into country. And keep in mind, obviously, my opinion. We can disagree, that's fine. This isn't me trying to spark a debate. It's just me sharing my favorite albums this year so far. And it's gonna be in no order. It's just gonna be albums that have dropped this year off the top of my head that I've really been listening to. And I guess an album this year that really stands out to me was Tyler, the Creator's album, Igor. I think it was really, really good. Obviously, I'm gonna say that about every album. I'm not really good at fucking analyzing shit, but it's really creative. I think Tyler did a good job. I didn't really like Flower Boy, and I think he kind of found like a perfect balance of like his older shit, like Wolf and Bastard and all that. And I think he found a perfect balance between that and like his Flower Boy album. He was saying this is like his first fully engineered album or whatever that means, but he was like really proud of that. He like took 2 years off to make this album, and you could tell, man, this album, there's like no mistakes in it at all. You can tell he mastered this shit and he did a great job. So Igor, I would probably say, is my favorite so far this year. Not necessarily the best album this year, but probably my favorite. Probably what I've listened to the most this year. Moving on to Future's album. Not really an album. Well, technically, yeah. Only 7 songs. Titled Save Me, Future, Save Me. More of like an EP, but he released it under album. Whatever. Fucking music. New music in 2019. Yeah, I've always liked Future. I think he kind of went back to the Future album with this one. I really liked it. No features. It was just 7 songs of plain Future. I really fuck with it. Future, one of a kind rapper in my opinion. And he does fall under the umbrella of mumble rappers or whatever you want to call them. Mumble rap. But Future to me really stands out. He's been in the game for a while. I've always been a big fan of his music. Yeah, Save Me was also a really good album this year. What else? Let's get more recent. I know Chance just dropped an album last Saturday. So what, like 5 days ago? I'm recording this on August 3rd at 6 p.m. So the Chance dropped his album like 4 or 5 days ago or something like that. And I've listened to it through like twice already. And I don't know. I like it. I like it. I keep putting it on shuffle. And I'll listen to it for like 20 minutes, you know. But I've listened to it fully through twice. Like one through, I think it was 17 tracks. It's kind of a longer album, which I'm not really a fan of longer albums, but I mean, it's Chance the Rapper. How often are we going to get a big Chance the Rapper album, you know? The Big Day is what it's called. I really liked it. Jeez, the guy in front of me just ran a red light, like, super hard. Yeah, The Big Day, good album. I got to listen to it more to... He kind of does, like, that crazy rapping shit, which is tight. Like, the song Hot Shower... kind of weird. Like, it's not weird, it's just interesting. The song Hot Shower on Chance's album, you never really heard anything like it. And that's like the main thing for me in music, is like new sounds, you know. I want to be impressed. Another good album this year was YBN Cordae's album, who also dropped 5 days ago. I've listened to that thing like 10 times already. YBN Cordae, it's his first album. He's still a kid. He's like fucking 18. Amazing sounds on his album. Great ass just everything. Everything is amazing on the album. I fuck with it a lot. YBN Cordae. I'm not even a huge fan of his, honestly. Or the YBN dudes in general. But I think Cordae had an amazing album. Probably my second favorite so far this year, honestly. If I'm being honest. Right behind Igor. I'm really liking it. I might just be high on it because it just came out. Which I tend to do a lot. Like, when an album drops, I automatically start thinking, like, this is the best shit I've ever heard. But, you know, I enjoy music. I really enjoy Cordae's album, though. What else? Who else dropped? Today I'm listening to Young Band's album. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Young Band, but he just dropped an album titled Misunderstood. And again, it's really nothing like I've ever heard before. It's Young Band's. I think he offers okay, I'm going to compare Young Band's to Future, but not talent-wise. Just they both fall under the umbrella of mumble rap, right? Young Band's, Future are both considered mumble rappers, but they both are unique in their own ways, and I really enjoy both of their music. Yeah, but Young Band's album really impressed me. I didn't check. It dropped, I think, a week ago. And I've been seeing it on Twitter because I follow Young Band's on Twitter. And I've been seeing him retweet everyone saying he has the album of the year. And I checked it out finally. I definitely wouldn't call it the album of the year, but it's very good. Really like Band's album. I know he's feeling good about it because that shit smacks. And he has been facing a lot of criticism. For being, people are calling him like a clout demon and shit. I'm really impressed. Young Band's Misunderstood. Who else dropped this year? I'm gonna have to go on Apple Music real quick and see what I've been downloading. Comethazine, the dude who made XXL. I've been listening to him for about 2 years now, and he dropped Bosky 3.5. Another shorter album, 12 songs, but it's only 22 minutes. I'm looking at it right now on Apple Music. I don't know this shit off the top of my head. I'm just looking at it. It's only 22 minutes and 12 songs. Obviously, Drake dropped that care package, and I'm not going to throw any criticism at Drake at all, but I'm just not a big fan of his. I take it back. I'm a Drake fan, right? No, I don't know. I don't think I would consider myself a Drake fan. I think everybody has a few Drake songs that they enjoy. Because he's fucking Drake. He has some bangers. Whether you hate him or love him, Drake has some good ass songs. And I think that's, I don't know, man. Drake is, he's cool. Nothing bad to say about Drake at all. Funny as fuck. Talented as fuck. One of the goats. You can't deny. But I'm listening to the Care Package album last night on my way home from work, and I just wasn't really feeling it. I think Drake just, that more R&B slow stuff just really isn't for me, which is fine, you know, it's fine. Denzel Curry dropped his motherfucking album. Shout out to Denzel Curry, one of my favorite, like, figures in rap. I think he's also really unique. If I had to compare him to someone, it would be kind of like Ski. Just kind of nonstop energy, you know? And one of my favorite rappers for sure, Denzel Curry. And I think his album was really good. Really good, really good. What else? This dude named Young Gravy. I know that seems probably pretty cringe. Young Gravy, right? But I was hearing some of his songs on Twitter, and a lot of them are really catchy. And so I checked out this album. It's called Sensational by Young Gravy. It's actually really good. It's really fucking good. It's well produced. Some really good lines by Young Gravy. I've watched him play on Twitch before, video games. What else? We had Smoke Perp drop Lost Planet. I saw Smoke Perp live. Tickets were kind of just handed to me. I didn't buy the tickets, but it was fucking awesome. It turned, I was a big Perp fan going into it, but seeing Perp live really pushed my fandom over the edge for him. And I really liked his Lost Planet album. You can tell it's kind of just a wait for Dead Star 2, but Lost Planet, really, again, only seven, eight songs, something like that. Really solid album by young bands. What the fuck am I talking about, young bands? It's motherfucking, who was I just talking about? Smoke Perp, Jesus Christ. Who else dropped this year? Gunna, how could I forget about Gunna? Drip or Drown 2.0, that album is really good. Really, I feel like I've said really good about every album so far, because every album I've so far is really good. You know, there's, I could use better adjectives or verbs or whatever. I failed English. Who else dropped? Oh, my man. Pretty sure anybody listening to this isn't gonna know who I'm talking about, but his name is James Blake. James Blake. From the UK. I saw him live. I was so fucking stoked to go see James Blake live. I've been a huge, huge James Blake fan since I was in the seventh grade. You know, I'm in my second semester of college. I've been a huge fan since seventh grade. So I've been with James Blake for a long time. And I just saw him live this year. He dropped an album this year. Really good. It's not rap. This is the first, like, non-rap album so far I've listened. Because, again, James Blake is, like, I always say, anytime I explain James Blake to someone, I just say he's his own genre. He falls under electronic, but it's not really electronic. You just gotta listen to James Blake. There's really no way I can describe it. It's really good music, really professional sounding music. He's been doing this, he's like older, you know, he's been doing this shit for a while. Really huge fan of James Blake. Me and my dad both, we really enjoy James Blake music. But I have just arrived at work. It is 6:53, August 3rd, 2019. I got 7 minutes to sit here. Who else dropped this year? Was that X Project technically dropped in 2019? Yeah, Members Only Volume 4 technically dropped this year. Not technically. Why am I saying technically? It did drop this year, 2019. I'm gonna be honest, I am a huge fan of X. Me and my brother have been listening to X forever, longer than fucking forever, dude. I know I probably sound like a broken record, but I'm being honest when I say me and my brother found X before he blew up. Like, I honestly am saying that. I'm not just pulling that out of my ass. Me and my brother listened to X before Look At Me dropped, before all that shit dropped. When he had like 12,000 followers on SoundCloud, he took a screenshot. Six Dogs dropped an album, or a couple singles, but like probably enough to build up a little album. Big Six Dogs fan. Going through my Apple Music, and I think that's gonna do it. Let me just mention Mac Miller's album, Swimming. I'm just being honest, I never really was a Mac Miller fan. I didn't really listen to him before he passed, and I was like, damn, that fucking sucks, obviously. I was like, check out his music, whatever, I listened to that self-care song, the one that everyone knows. Let it sit for like 3 or 4 months. And then I was just trying to find some new music, and I was like, I'm just gonna go listen to this Mac Miller album that he dropped last year. And it's so good, dude. I'm so upset that I've been putting off listening to Mac Miller my whole life. I should have, I would have, I could have. Obviously, rest in peace, Mac Miller. Not gonna sit here and say I was a fan before he passed, because I wasn't, but this Swimming album is really good. I know it dropped in 2018, but I feel like I need to mention it, because I've been listening to it a lot this year. But that will do it for this episode, my favorite music so far this year. I'm gonna make episode 3. I don't know when, again, no schedule yet for this little podcast thing. All right. Peace.